everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen, Ray Engineering and producing the show on a glorious late autumn day here in southern Arizona. And it was just as nice Saturday and Sunday. It was a beautiful weekend. Here we are, the 5th of December, 2016, and there are a lot of people in the United States who wish they were in Tucson, Arizona right now, as the first big snowstorm of the year moving through the Midwest and heading east. We are here on Buckmaster noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. Also, if you would like to join in the conversation, you are encouraged to do so. Our live line number 790-2040. You can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show, and we're on Facebook. There's still some room at Bill Buckmaster. That's how to find our Facebook page. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe and his family have been doing this, doing custom-framed mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging and hanging systems. They've been doing it for a long time, 1985. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, and they've been doing it well, I might add. I take all of my framing there. Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Our Monday Political Face-Off each week presents a different team of commentators. This week, Bruce Ash is with us. Mr. Ash, in his fourth term, is the Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. Dr. Don Jorgensen is with us. Don is the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, good to see you.
Thank you, Bill.
Did you have a great weekend?
Very nice. I had one of those birthdays with a zero on the end, so big surprise party Saturday night.
Just turned 30, huh?
Yeah. Again.
Yeah, big surprise party. And were you really surprised?
I was. My wife knocked herself out. Just a tremendous job, and it just I'm so grateful to my friends and to my wife. It was really wonderful.
All right. Congratulations, fellow Sagittarian. I've got the birthday for me is coming up next Friday. Mr. Ash, what a great afternoon over at the University of Arizona Mall.
Boy, it sure was, and thanks for mentioning this was the dedication for the USS Arizona Mall Memorial, and three men here in this town deserve an enormous amount of credit. David Carter, Chuck Albanes, and Bill Westcott. This was their dream. Bill's uncle was lost on the Arizona that morning of December 7th, 1941. This project is so dignified, so impressive, and so relevant. 1,177 sailors and Marines, and I focused in on one man who I sort of have a connection to in a roundabout sort of a way. One of my best friends growing up was a fellow by the name of Alex Cobble. Alex went to the U.S. Naval Academy, flew P-3 Orions for many, many years, and one of his classmates was Chris Kidd, who was the grandson of Captain Isaac Kidd, Admiral Isaac Kidd, who was the Battle Division commander. He was the commander of the SS Arizona that day.
And
when the alarms went off, he rushed up to the bridge and was directing the defense of the ship and the men when a bomber, a high altitude bomber, made a direct hit. Admiral Kidd, they know where he died, because his Naval Academy ring was fused to the steel on the bridge.
Oh my goodness!
And the things that happened that morning. And there was a great special last week on National Geographic on a little vehicle that
I
would go
that,
down into the Arizona.
It's amazing. There were they had a video of uniforms that were still
made beds.
that were, yeah, made beds. And
this is on the third deck down where there's very yeah. little oxygen and not much deterioration that, that could happen. Telephones and knickknacks that were sitting on the on the little desks that the ensigns and the other officers had. Just extraordinary. And, you know, really so many lives affected by what happened that day. And it was a great day for the survivors and those survivors' families to know that here in America there is a boat that is 597 feet long.
You really get a sense of it by looking at
from
that
Old Main
over on the
mall. To the garden.
It's amazing.
And it's right in front of the University of Arizona Student Union Building, which was built to honor those men and women
who
gave service in the Second World War.
Don, have you been over to Hawaii?
I have a few times. I haven't had the privilege of going to the memorial. That's still on my list of things to do. And I want to thank Bruce. I know he had a role in this and certainly a large role in publicizing it. And as the father and son of veterans, any recognition like this means a lot, and particularly here. So I appreciate that very much.
And Martha McSally was there yesterday. She was extraordinary. I mean, this is a woman whose own life changed dramatically after 9/11.
Right.
And she went from being a peacetime, Air Force aviator to being now, a warrior and did so many things in that theater over many, many years. And she really could express the feeling, I think, of those young men and women, because don't forget, there were a total of 2,403 total fatalities that
day.
Yes,
there were.
Many women, who were rushing and helping and trying to do what they could.
Civilians in Honolulu,
yep,
too.
That's right.
So it was not just military
people
that were affected. Speaking of the military, we look at some of the cabinet positions that President-elect Trump has either chosen or in the pipeline that may be chosen. There is controversy over the defense pick of President-elect Trump. The former Marine General James Mattis, apparently in line for that. But the law would have to be changed for Mr. Mattis to actually become a cabinet member.
An exception would have to be
made. There'd have to be a waiver in the Senate. Yeah, he nominated, I guess he's known as Mad Dog Mattis.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two questions there. And he served our nation honorably and wonderfully, and we certainly respect that. However, the focus, kind of the tenet of governance in the U.S. has always been to have civilian leadership at the top of the military. Mm-hmm. In this case, of the Department of Defense. There's only one time in history that did not occur, and that was the appointment of General Marshall after World War II. And at that time, that waiver was granted, and at that time Congress said this should be the one and only time that ever happens. However, once you do something, just like the Supreme Court did in 2000, it's precedent.
Mm-hmm.
And so with a Republican Congress, it won't be too surprising to see a waiver again. And we will, again, for only the second time in history, have the military in charge of the Department of Defense, or military man.
Had plenty of military men who have been in that role. General Mattis, though, the four-year versus the seven-year is something that will
the
require an exception.
Seven-year waiting period.
And look, if General Mattis is anywhere close to the Secretary of State that George C. Marshall was, that's good on all of us, I think. General Mattis, you referred to him as Mad Dog, and that's what his nickname was. But this was a general's general. This is a soldier's general. They loved him. He knew more about what was going on in the services than most generals do. He knows his way around the Pentagon. He knows the things from the standpoint of being a warrior during a very, very difficult time in our country's recent history. He knows the things that need to be changed at the Pentagon. He understands, I think, who the enemies are of this country and of the free world. And besides the obvious matter of an exemption, nobody questions, I think, his ability to serve and his desire to do the right things for our men and women who serve around the globe, as well as taking care of the taxpayers' resources as well.
I think in light of the other picks that Trump has made to this point, I wouldn't be surprised if the pick of General Mattis will be one of the least controversial or concerning picks.
Right. And I do want to point out that we have a gentleman coming up at 12:30 who is intimately familiar with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General John Wickham, who is the former United States Army Chief of Staff. We'll be talking to him about the Mattis pick. We're going to take our break right here on the Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off brought to you by Moe's Gallery. When we come back, Carl, I know you're waiting on hold. Well, maybe we'll take, should we take Carl now and then do the break? Okay, let's take Carl real quick so he doesn't have to wait through the break. Go ahead, Carl.
Thanks. I'm retired military, and frankly, I and most of my cohorts that I've talked to are happy to have General Mattis in as the Secretary of Defense. The bottom line from our perspective is that we need somebody in there that knows that the basic function of the military, like it or not on the civilian side, their basic function is to break things and kill people. It's not to be a social experiment or nation building. And, you know, having somebody there that understands what the military is going to really boost morale and, I think, make a major difference in how they're employed.
Okay. Thank you, Carl, for your opinion. And do you want to say anything to that, Don?
Well, it's a good point. I especially like the comment about nation building. That's not the role of the Department of Defense, and that wouldn't be Mattis's mm-hmm. decision anyway. That's, again, up to the policy of the president-elect.
Take a break right here on the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. We'll be right back.
Food for the hungry, help for struggling families, and support for the aging. Every day, Interfaith Community Services helps people in need achieve stable, healthy, and independent lives. Hi, I'm Daniel Stalsfus, CEO at ICS. You can help and get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit when you donate to ICS with the Arizona Charitable Tax Credit. Reduce your state taxes up to $800 for a couple or $400 for singles. To donate, go to ICSTucson.org or call 297-6049. Your help will bring hope and change lives.
The excitement is building for the grand opening in early 2017 for the Twisted Tandoor. The legendary Indian food truck will now have a permanent brick-and-mortar home at Swan and Camp Lowell Drive. The menu will be an expansion of the Indian classic offerings from the original Twisted Tandoor food truck. The Twisted Tandoor, coming in early 2017 at 4660 East Camp Lowell Drive. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport with 6 airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections. I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today, more than ever, consumers want to work with a business they trust. Hi, this is Suzanne Miller with your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, reminding you that thousands of consumers go to tucson.bbb.org every week to inquire about trustworthy businesses. Is your business accredited with BBB? To find out more, call Celeste Angelini at 520-345-5837 or go to tucson.bbb.org and remember to always start with trust.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:21 on this beautiful Monday afternoon in early December. Dr. Don Jorgensen is with us. Dr. Jorgensen, the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and Bruce Ash is the national committeeman, one of two national committeemen. Each state has two committeemen, right, Bruce?
Correct. And Lori Klein Corbin is my seatmate.
Okay. Are you troubled, Don, about this? The whole way, the phone call came in from the president of Taiwan to Donald Trump, but then Donald Trump was doing some tweeting about it. Do you find the whole thing kind of troubling?
The troubling part is the last part, is the tweeting about it. Right. It's I think, certainly acceptable to take a call from the president of Taiwan. They're our ninth largest trading partner. There's a long relationship there. However, the issue is how reckless his communication is during and after the fact. We have a president-elect who, I think, to this point, as of yesterday, only accepted three daily security briefings since Election Day. And so you have to assume there is a lot going on in the world and a lot of issues that he's not aware of, nor has he ever consulted with the State Department about any diplomatic activity that's going on. Now, whether he takes their advice or not is another thing, and that's his choice. But the concern is the education and awareness of all the factors. Of course, the largest is the One China policy that's in place now, that came about as a result of the accords and agreements starting back with President Nixon, and then the large one signed in 79 by President Carter, and then again, I think, another one in 82 by Ronald Reagan. And so there's 40 years of policy. You know, we certainly want America to take a strong position vis-a-vis China, but it cannot be a reckless position, and that's the danger with this president-elect at this time.
And Bruce Ash, you were over in Taiwan. You met the president of Taiwan.
I met with her twice, actually, before the election, and then again was there for her swearing-in ceremony.
And are you at all troubled about his use of the Twitter, or is this something that a lot of people are making a big deal out of?
I'm not troubled with it, and President Obama regularly used his Twitter account. I think Obama had more Twitter followers than anybody in the history of Twitter. And the fact of the matter is, when the legacy media people get a hold of things like this, they put their own spin on it. The president-elect is out in front of this, legacy media people. I'm not troubled by not communicating as much as Don or others might choose to with the State Department. This is the same State Department led by a man who thinks global warming is the largest security threat that our country has at the present time. I frankly think that John Kerry has been one of the lower ranking secretaries of state we've had in many, many a decade. And this president and his team will be fully versed in whatever is going on in the world when they take the oath of office. They've been working very, you know, this is one of those elections, I think we talked about it one time, where neither side knew the outcome of the election. The, you know, the Clinton people figured they had it won, and the Trump team wasn't doing anything because you know in transition because they didn't think there was going to be a transition. So you know, hiring the people that they're hiring for key posts is a very, very important thing because they didn't have those people lined up before. There's some 4,000 sub positions that'll come later, but this team will be very much aware of what's going on in the world, and unfortunately, there will be numerous security threats to our country and to the free world trying to take advantage of what they consider to be chaos. You know, chaos in the world right now might be in Italy, where they took a very, very crucial vote yesterday.
Right.
That government has fallen. It's a severe blow to the EU. Some say that there'll be ramifications within the banking system, not just in Italy, which is a huge part of the EU, but all through the EU economy. So there's lots and lots of things going on, multiple areas that this team is getting ready for.
Don, do you believe that Vice President Pence, that this cabinet is the Pence cabinet?
Without question. He's been head of the transition team. He's bringing the folks in. Many of them have as many ties to him and certainly in line with his positions than Trump had. And so that's what's seeming to happen. And I reflect back to the fact that he's been receiving the daily briefings daily versus the president. So I think Bruce is right where you'll be looking to Trump's team for guidance in foreign policy and such because they seem to be more engaged than the president-elect is. It's almost, you could call it willful ignorance. I mean, choosing not to take that focus. So in this case, I think what we're going to see is perhaps the day-to-day governance overseen by a vice president and the president serving almost in a ceremonial role, as you see in some
and
other countries around the world.
Critics would almost call it a front man presidency.
Well, I think it's more than that, because he has made a lot of promises and set a lot of policy statements during the campaign that he either has to honor or contradict.
And why did he go back? And he's in the thank you tour, Bruce. He was talking again about building the wall, and again, going after, as you call them, the legacy media that were there in attendance. Is it just part of an act that the president-elect puts on when he gets in front of a crowd? Do you think it's just an act?
Well, I think it is part of the reason that he won the election.
Okay.
I think it is a way of communicating with the public who largely distrust the legacy media. Their approval ratings down as low as they've ever been. They had everything wrong in this election. They had the Brexit wrong. They had the Italian elections wrong. They've had numerous things where they push public opinion, and public opinion isn't going in that direction anymore. This president is making public opinion.
We could certainly agree that the media is horrible at predictions. That they've proven that true over the past year or so. What they are very good at is holding politicians and presidents accountable, questioning and researching, investigating past, present, and again, consistency. And what Trump has been trying to do all along is avoid any kind of questions with regard to accountability. He holds very few press conferences. Is unwilling to answer such questions when the facts have been proven to be not in his favor. And I think that's the concern. The challenge we're going to have in the next 4 years, and I don't say this lightly, and we've read this in a lot of different areas from legacy media, from new media, is the concern with his attacks, frankly, on the First Amendment. Criticizing dissent is a tenet of free speech in the First Amendment. Criticizing the press, who seems to be his new opponent, if you hear about all the things he's been saying in these thank you tours. He doesn't have Hillary to kick around anymore, so it looks like the media has taken place.
Well,
and that becomes a very dangerous form of campaigning, if you will, and here's someone who's already won and is still out there campaigning against the press, against free speech. And that's certainly not what the United States stands for.
Well, there's not too many people in this country today who believe that the media was not in the bag for Barack Obama and the Democratic leadership in the U.S. Congress when they ramrodded a number of policies that were very much distasteful to a great swath of Americans.
And received majority votes.
And these elections that have taken place subsequently, except for the 12 election for president, prove that this country did not like the direction that Barack Obama took the country, and they want the country back. The pendulum is swinging in the other direction at the present time.
Wow.
We've seen presidents beat up the media going back to FDR and probably before them. We've seen plenty of presidents cut off access from FDR and so on. Lyndon Johnson, FDR, JFK, they've all done it. And frankly, going back to John Adams, who had awful contest with what was then the press in this country, and the scathing letters and the scandals and the sedition, Alien and Sedition Acts, which they tried to pass. This is tame in comparison.
Right.
A Twitter account
versus
Alien
president.
And Sedition Acts is a wholly different story.
And he was a one-term president because the media called him on that and spread the word.
All right, Don Jorgensen, Bruce Ash. And Bruce, 2 weeks from today, you'll be casting your electoral vote. Is that just a meeting in Phoenix? The electors get... Can you quickly, 10 seconds, how does it work?
You certify that your vote for president and vice president. It's two separate ballots. And friends, no matter how many emails you send me and the other 10 electors, we're not changing our vote. We will respect the will of the people. This is a country based upon consent of the government.
Well, you're respecting the will of the states. The people voted for Hillary, but what's done is done.
All right. Thank you, Mo. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, the sponsor of our Monday political face-off, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Check it out, Mo's, for all your holiday framing needs. Thank you very much. Be right back.
The most wonderful time of the year at Reed Park Zoo. Tucson's favorite tradition, Zoo Lights, presented by Tucson Electric Power, makes your holidays merry and bright. Enjoy Zoo Lights 6 to 8 p.m. December 7th to 23rd with twinkling lights, hot chocolate, and family at Reed Park Zoo. With thousands of lights, light shows, and of course, Santa. Visit Reed Park Zoo for tickets and more information. May your holidays be merry and bright at Zoo Lights.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We have an entire section devoted to the Old West and its heritage. Contributors include Wyatt Earp historian Scott Dyke and Hiking Apacheria's Jerry Egan. We also look back at Old West newspapers and feature a column, This Day in Old West History. It is Old West News from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday on the Buckmaster Show, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators Bruce Ash and Don Jorgensen. Plus, the Buckmaster Show National Security and Foreign Affairs contributor, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff General John Wickham. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Buckmaster Show, 790-2040 is our live line number if you would like to join in the conversation with General John Wickham. We'll have General Wickham in a moment, but first I want to tell you about Green Things at 3384 East River Road, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. They have greenhouse after greenhouse full of the most beautiful, beautiful colors of poinsettias that were grown right there. At Green Things. I highly recommend if you're looking to do some holiday decorating, and poinsettias are always a great choice, check out Green Things. You can go to their website as well, greenthingsaz.com. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show the Buckmaster Show military and foreign affairs contributor, General John Wickham, who was the United States Army Chief of Staff from 1983 to 1987. He was Commander-in-Chief of South Korean and U.S. Combined Forces from 1979 to 1982. General Wickham served four decades in the United States Army. He's retired in Oro Valley, and we're honored to have him with us on our live line once a month. Hello, General. How are you?
Hey, Bill, I'm honored to be on your fine program, as always.
Well, thank you very much. I want to get your input about retired Marine General James Mattis, chosen by Republican President-elect Donald Trump to be the nation's next defense secretary. Potentially, he is going to be facing a rigorous confirmation process because of his recent retirement from the U.S. military, so there would need to be an exemption to make that, in effect, the first move since 1950, General Wickham.
Actually, right, he'd be the second military since George Marshall, and you're right, it has to be out retired for 7 years in order to be authorized. But I think that Mattis will be confirmed. They've got a GOP Congress, and if Trump wants this, that'll happen. I don't know Mattis, but he's got a superb reputation in the military, tough-talking, well-read, outspoken, willing to tell people what they don't want to hear. And so I think this is the kind of man that President Trump, President-elect Trump, is going to need around him, somebody that will tell the emperor you've left your clothes off. And furthermore, he's sort of an independent thinker. He's supportive of the Iran nuclear deal. He is dead set against torture of prisoners. And I think that he will be a good leader. I don't know him. On the other hand, my personal view is a nation was founded on civilian control of the military, and I would prefer to have a civilian as a Secretary of Defense. I've served two secretaries for 3 years, Jim Schlesinger and Don Rumsfeld, so I have some appreciation of the magnitude of the, and responsibilities of the office.
It's a mainly, of course, the secretary is in charge of our military, but there are a lot of civilian employees as well, General Wickham, correct?
Oh, correct. And it's one of the big, it is the biggest bureaucracy in the United States government. So it's going to take a hard, sharp mind, and I think Mattis has that capability to do it. Although, as I said, I would have preferred a civilian.
Well, you're very much aligned with what is going on in China and with Taiwan. There were some developments. The Taiwanese president made a congratulatory phone call to President-elect Trump. And I believe, General Wickham, this is the first time a United States leader, or leader in waiting, if you will, has spoken to a Taiwanese leader since 1979, the year that formal ties were severed.
That's exactly right, Bill. Your memory is excellent. And on the one hand, it would have been rude for President-elect Trump to ignore a congratulatory phone call from a woman president of Taiwan. On the other hand, he should have been sensitive to the realities that Taiwan is considered a republic, a province of China, and China is very sensitive to any efforts that look like you're going to try to break it away. The Taiwanese president wants to break away from China. We are the biggest seller of military equipment to Taiwan. So it does raise some interesting questions, and I would have thought that President-elect Trump would have had a point paper prepared for him about you may get phone calls from this person or that person, and here are some of the things you need to think about. I'm concerned that this president-elect doesn't pay attention enough to the sensitivity issues.
This is such a, and we've talked before, General Wickham, about the whole situation with China. This is a very dangerous, potentially dangerous situation for the United States. I'm not talking about the phone call to President-elect Trump, but overall, the whole China-Taiwan question could be a real flashpoint in that part of the world.
Oh, exactly, Bill. And China, as we know, is an enormous power, over a billion people, and we'll have the second largest economy in the world shortly, approaching our economy. As I may have mentioned to you before, there's a in the square where Mao Zedong's body lies, there is a monument. Most visitors never see it. It's all in Mandarin Chinese. But it's a monument to the thousands of Chinese that were killed during the Opium Wars. And it is a testimony to the nationalism that exists in China. China still feels that they were taken advantage of by Western powers seeking to subordinate their people, to poison them with opium in order to take advantage of their economy. So there is a nationalism spirit that exists in China, and we would be well advised to recognize that. That's what drives them in large part. But we can deal with China and we can work with them, but not if we're stepping on their toes the way President-elect Trump did with his phone call.
And so this opium wars is still a very sensitive topic, and that goes back to, if my history serves me correct, was the middle of the 1800s thereabout, correct?
That's exactly right, Bill. And for Americans, we have no conception of what that would mean. Imagine if Americans were being poisoned purposely by Russia or another country to subvert our country and to take advantage of our resources. I think we would be really up in arms over it. So there is some relevance to what the Chinese do in terms of nationalism, and we would be well advised to pay attention to that as we deal with them.
And I do want to point out, while we're over in that part of the world, that for the first time, the Japanese Prime Minister will be coming over to Pearl Harbor. Coming over in December. That was this month. It's going to be very interesting.
That's remarkable. Well, Abe, the Prime Minister, is an outgoing leader in Japan. Japan seeking to have a wider influence in the world. As you know, they have changed the constitution, which would allow them to use their forces outside of just defending Japan. So that's a nationalism coming out of Japan. I think a healthy nationalism, because it can be used to deal with a growing influence of nationalism from China. But it's real, and so I think we ought to move in the proper direction. There's one interesting comment about, you're on Asia now with the North Koreans and their behavior situation. The United Nations had just passed another strict embargo on North Korea. And the Chinese have supported that, and so have the Russians. So that's very good news that we've got allies here that we can work with to deal with the North Korean threat, which is going to be a dangerous threat for our children and grandchildren.
And these massive protests against your friend, the president of South Korea, continue. That situation is really threatening her leadership, isn't it?
It really is, Bill. And Park Geun-hye, a daughter of Park Chung-hee, a remarkable woman. Both of her parents were assassinated. And when she was running for political office, somebody slashed her face with a knife. Mm. So she's been through a tough time. And she could have been another Angela Merkel for Asia. She's been seeking to build better relations with China and even with North Korea and with Japan. So a remarkable woman leader. But the protests against her are coming out of a situation that she should have been much more sensitive to, a religious cult in South Korea that was sort of advising her father and her Park Geun-hye also. And then when the father died, the daughter took over this cult, and they run the foundation, and she sort of used her influence in government to get contracts and donations. So there's corruptions.
Oh.
And I think that the President Park should have been sensitive to that and disowned it right away, but she didn't.
All right. All right, General Wickham, stick around. We're going to have another segment with you. And if people would like, our listeners to call 790-2040. If you have any national security or foreign affairs questions, any questions about the military, General Wickham would be happy to entertain those questions after we take this break right now.
Did you know that this year you can give more charitable tax credit dollars than ever before and claim a dollar-for-dollar credit on your Arizona state taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit Coalition, a group of 31 local charities, encourages you to put your state tax dollars to work in our community. It's easy. Feel good when you give at givelocalkeeplocal.org. That's givelocalkeeplocal.org.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at 5-Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit 5-star-termite.com.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Nah, We live in Southern Arizona, but it is the season to think about your year-end giving. The Humane Society of Southern Arizona relies on contributions from generous people like you to help animals in our community. Your tax-deductible gift makes a big difference. Support their great work and learn more about tax-deductible giving, employer matching, and vehicle donations by visiting hssaz.org. That's hssaz.org.
Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Experience the best of the Canadian Rocky Mountains with the rail journey on Rocky Mountaineer. You'll travel alongside the powerful Kicking Horse River and pass by monumental landmarks from the early days of the National Railway. On this legendary route, you'll see postcard images around each bend, including stays in picturesque Lake Louise, with scenic tours of Jasper National Park, and much more. Contact Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Rocky Mountaineer rail journey today. Bon Voyage Travel, your travel experts.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, which is a beautiful portion of our southwestern United States. It's that southwest corner of New Mexico, and it's a great road trip for you. Just 3 hours, many opportunities, 3 hours east of Tucson and Silver City to recreate in the Gila National Wilderness and the historic downtown Silver City. It's a great weekend outing. Keep it in mind. Southwest New Mexico is their website, spelled out, .org, a full listing of the many great places to stay in the area, and the full list of many things to do. General John Wickham is with us. General Wickham contributes to this program, and we're delighted that he does. Once a month, he's the former United States Army Chief of Staff, 790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. General Wickham, turning to Europe, fresh jitters in Europe as the Italian Prime Minister, Mr. Renzi, is preparing now to resign, and this is causing all sorts of worries about the future, really the future of one of the Eurozone's biggest economies thrown into turmoil.
That's right, Bill, and it's a manifestation of a movement in the world of growing popular discontent with government and with the way things have been going, and let us throw them all out and start all over again. I think that's what occurred in America, and we may see it in Germany, although Angela Merkel is a remarkable woman. Incidentally, little-known fact, Angela Merkel speaks fluent Russian. She learned that in East Germany. And Putin speaks fluent German. They talk to each other once a week, no interpreters. and she does a lot of good work for Western causes, world causes, not just German. So I think it would be a tragic mistake if she didn't get reelected. But Holly in France is another illustration, moving in the direction the same way than Italy. So I think that's a manifestation of a popular discontent, populism you can call it, and maybe a failing of democracy, and we may be moving in the direction of let's go back to where we were, and I don't think that's going to be progress.
All right, let's go to our live line. I believe Terry has called us at 790-2040. Terry, you're with General John Wickham.
Hello, Terry.
Thank you. Hi, General. General, I want to thank you for all your years of service to our country. You're a true hero. I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
What question I ask is I'm following this Italy thing very, very closely. I actually lived there for a while, and I'm wondering, what do you think is going to happen with the euro and the whole thing, what's going to happen to us? Relating to the United States.
Well, you're a very sensitive question. You're exactly right. I think the Brexit, Britain leaving the European Union, although they will maintain, I'm sure, tight connections with the economy, central economy of Europe. But if France decides to leave, or Italy decides to leave, or Germany, then you're going to see the European Union collapse entirely. And I don't think that's healthy for the world. That's exactly what Putin wants. He wants to collapse the European Union. And one of the reasons he has been so supportive of what's been going on in the United States and maybe trying to manipulate the vote is that he wants an American leadership that is looking backwards instead of forward. And I think that's not healthy for Americans in the future. Americans may have elected leadership that they thought is going to provide strong, courageous leadership for the future. I'm afraid they're going to wake up and see that we're going to lose a lot of things, when like Medicare and Medicaid are going to be savaged, and the Iran nuclear deal could be savaged. I think that's not healthy for American future.
General Wickham, I wanted to ask you quickly about the situation with ISIS. Do we seem to be making progress over there?
We are. And it's a little known fact that a lot of killing has been going on by drone strikes and air power against ISIS. They are dwindling militarily, but they are filled with people that are willing to sacrifice their lives. How the devil do you deal with somebody that's willing to put a explosive vest on and walk into a church?
Wow.
You don't deal with that easily. So
all right.
They've got thousands of those people, but we are making progress. We've cut off much of their funding with oil, and so ISIS is failing. They've lost half of the territory that they once had.
Okay. General Wickham, I've got two callers on hold, and I only have 2 minutes. So, Matthew, your question very quickly, please.
Yeah, Matt. Very quickly. General Wickham, you know, I do email General Petraeus, and, you know, I had expressed my hopes that somebody would contact the Obama administration about a pardon for him, to clear a path for him to serve as Secretary of State. It would send a great signal, or possibly ensure that after January 20th that he can participate in national security matters, even if he isn't selected for Secretary of State. I think it's really important if the President does that. I hope you'll pass that along. Thank you.
Okay, Matthew. Thanks,
Matt. Good question. I know Dave very well, and I think he's had a remarkable career. He's done great service to the nation, and can continue to do it. On the other hand, Matt, as you understand, Dave has lied to FBI investigators. He has disclosed classified information to people that were not authorized. He's had an extramarital affair. So he's broken the content with duty, honor, country. That was a mantra of West Point.
Okay. Let's see if I can get Richard in real quickly. Richard, a quick question for General Wickham.
Yes, sir. General, at what point in time do the generals of our nation and the CIA or whoever realize that Donald Trump is a clear and present danger to our security and to our economy and overthrowing?
Okay. I don't know if General Wickham.
I don't know that I can answer that. It's a good question, Richard.
Okay.
But I think American people are going to have to see what evolves. And
all right.
I'm an optimist, have always been from birth, and I hope that the future of America is going to be bright. But I must say there are some concerns.
Sure. General Wickham, I want to wish you and your fine family, great family, the Wickham family, I want to wish you a wonderful Christmas season, and I so appreciate your support, sir.
Well, I want to thank you, Bill, and your wonderful supporters for your program. You do a wonderful service for Southwestern United States, and we need more quality media folks like you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. General John Wickham with us on the Buckmaster Show. We'll join him in the new year, the first Monday, I believe. No, it'll be the second Monday, because the first Monday is 2nd of January. Won't be here, so he'll be on January 9th. Anyway, Mike Check with Mike Shaw this afternoon. Ray Allen will be helping Mike out from 4 to 5. Wake Up Tucson, 6 to 9 in the morning, talking culture from 9 to 10, and then me, along with Ray. We'll be back. We've got our Tuesday edition at 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.